What if you strategically went into 2023 and you decided that you actively needed to make more money, but you weren't exactly too sure how? Well, if that is you, and I'm going to guess that it's a lot of people who might listen to this podcast, I have some surefire ways to help you reconfigure some things in your business so that you can make more money this year. And it's not about always making dramatic, giant steps in your pricing or what you offer. Sometimes it's tiny little steps and tiny little tweaks that cause a ripple effect that by the end of the year can cause a huge wave. So if this interests you, you are absolutely in the right place for the Focal Points podcast. This is Focal Points, hosted by Dori Howell and brought to you courtesy of Enphoto. Let's go ahead and get started. Can you believe that we are in the first week of January already of 2023? I'm having a really hard time wrapping my head around that. Now, true confession, I'm recording this podcast on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, but my brain is already overflowing with ideas and all the things that I want to share with you in the coming year. So if you have been listening to this podcast from the beginning, thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey that I am taking in this podcast. Thank you for showing your support. Thank you for sharing it with others. Thank you for bringing your ideas to me in emails and private messages on social media. And I really want this to be a collaborative effort. So first things first, if you have an idea for the podcast, if there's someone that you would like to recommend for them coming on the podcast, or maybe you want to have something that you want to share with my audience, go ahead and go to focalpointspodcast.com and scroll down and hit the I want to be a guest form. Fill that out and let us know. We want to hear from you, or you can always send me a message on Instagram, on the Insta, at thedorihowell.com, and I will get those messages as well. And if I don't respond to you, my good friend Ellen will respond to you, and she can make sure that we get you all set up. But we really want this to be something that you can enjoy and also hear what you want to hear. So don't be afraid if you have an idea or a guest or you want to be a guest to let me know, because I am open to any and all ideas to make this exactly what you guys want to hear. But I know, like I said in the intro, that there's a lot of people approaching 2023 that really, really are like, I need money. I need to make more money. And whether that's true or not could be up for debate, because a lot of people say they need to make more money. But maybe when you sit down and look at the numbers, you don't really need to make more money to pay your bills or anything like that. But money represents something in your business and with maybe your morals that you want to make more so that you can make a bigger impact. I'm a firm believer that most of us don't go into business to be poor, right? I mean, sometimes I wonder, but most of us don't go into business to be poor. And most of us want to make more money. So how can we do that effectively in 2023? And today I have some ideas for you, but I think it's really important to just take a step back and say, why is this so important to me? Is it the number in the bank account of why I want to make more money? Or is it what that money can do for me? And what does that money represent? Money in and of itself is not an emotional being. It doesn't have any emotions. It is just merely a way to handle a transaction. To hand someone some money means that you get something in return, and hopefully that increases the value that you have in maybe your life or in your relationships or with your clients, those types of things. So I really like to, when I talk about money, remove the emotions from it and realize that this really is just a transactional method. And it doesn't mean that we're a better photographer because we make more. It doesn't mean that we're a worse photographer because we don't make as much or anything like that. It just means that it's just a number. It's just a number. It doesn't mean anything. It's same way as, you know, the number on the scale, which everybody who listens to this podcast know that I have a journey with that in last year, coming into this year too. I'm still not done in my journey. And the number on the scale has really, really deep implications, especially with women and especially this time of year. When many of you, I'm going to guess that many of you made a resolution or a reflection coming into 2023 saying that you wanted to lose weight or get better in better shape or make healthier choices, right? But all those things, it's not about making healthier choices. It's not about the number on the scale. It's the fact that when we make that change personally, We know we're going to feel better about ourselves. We know we're going to carry our head a little bit higher. We know that we're going to have more energy. We're going to be able to keep up with our kids. We're going to be able to go on those long sessions. We're going to maybe be able to do some of those things that we've wanted to do. Like, you know, if you're a nature photographer, go on that big hike and get that view that you've always wanted. And maybe your physical fitness has prevented you from doing so. So it is about making more money, but the money is not about the money itself. It's about the choices that we have. Just like it's not about a diet. It's not about going and working out at the gym every day. It's what those results give you. And like I tell my daughter all the time, it's always about choices. We never want to be put in a situation where we say we can't do something. We want to be in a situation where you choose not to do something, whether that be go on a trip, buy a new camera, invest in some other things in your business, invest in some other things for your family, do something for yourself. My goal in life is that I always want it to be a choice, and I never want the money or the number in the bank account to dictate what I can and cannot do. And that is my wish for you this new year. And it doesn't have to be big things too. It can really just be, I want to be able to go to Target and pretty much get whatever I want, whatever catches my eye, and not have to worry about what the total is going to be at the checkout. Or I want to be able to go to the grocery store, and if I forget my coupons, I'm okay. I don't have to run home and get them. It can be choices in those everyday things as well, not just the big things. So that's the frame of mind that I'm approaching this conversation with. And I have some ways that you can infuse cash into your business immediately. And now these are not big things. I've really kind of formed my thoughts on this. It's more about the ripple effect. It's more about making small changes, small incremental changes in your business now that can mean big changes for you at the end of the year as they grow and as they accumulate. So another thing is a lot of people, when they're talking about making more money, it immediately comes to, I need to change my pricing. I need to change what I offer. And I need to make these things more attractive to the people. And a lot of times the conversation rotates around, how can I give them more value, more value, more value, more value? And I agree, more value is important because that's what gets people to buy, is that they see the value in what you're offering, right? It's not always about the price on the bottom line. But a lot of people think really small, like what if I adjust my 8x10 price by $25 across the board and then I raise my session fee $100? Let's try that and let's see what happens. So we make these small changes, which can absolutely add up. And I think we need to reflect on those things, but there's also big things that we can do that are kind of in the, dreaming category, that if someone bought them, you'd be totally stoked for the entire year. But let's start first. The first way that I think that you can do something for your business is going to cause you to make more money is to revamp your pricing. Now, I am not the person that you're going to come to that immediately is going to tell you, oh my gosh, you need to charge more. Because I know there are people listening to this podcast from many different areas in many different social and socioeconomic situations that just a blanket 10%, 20% raise across the board of your pricing could dramatically impact your business, because the people that you're marketing to and who are hiring you right now could dramatically affect whether they hire you or not. Okay. So I want to say this too. If you go and you raise your prices, you also have to look at your marketing, because every time you raise your prices, if you're raising your prices and you're speaking to the same people, those same people aren't at that category. You have to raise the level of the people that you're talking to, right? That want to come in. You need to find those new clients. So it's all connected. Everything that you do in your business is connected. So when I say you need to revise your pricing, that isn't, like I said, a blanket raise across the board. It is something like going in, reflecting on what sold last year, what didn't sell last year, maybe bumping the price on the things that sold well, maybe evaluating whether you need to be offering certain products and going from there. And maybe it is giving your session fee or session retainer a boost, but making incremental changes within your pricing structure. You can do that and you can find great, great success in that. Especially if you're an IPS photographer and you sit with your clients during these IPS sessions and you get the feedback and you see what they're buying and what they're not buying. That's the best market research. People want to know, how do I know what my clients love? I'm going to be honest with you. The best way that you know and get that feedback from your clients is if you sit down with them and you go through the sales process with them and you do not leave them just a gallery. All right. So if you're still doing gallery sales, there's a way to do that successfully. And I'm not going to talk bad about that. But the second way that you can increase your sales and make more money this year is by offering products. Doesn't have to be a ton of products. It could just be one signature product. But if you offer that to people and you have your base sale per session and you add one product on top of it for maybe 50% of your sessions, that could be a huge, huge deal at the end of the year. And the download for today's podcast is how to add products the easy way, which takes you through step by step how to add products to your business in a non-salesy, non-sleazy, non-icky way. So make sure you head to Focal Points Podcast so that you can, focalpointspodcast.com, so you can get that download. And we also have a whole podcast on that particular topic that you can go back and listen to as well. So revamp your pricing is number one. Offer a product is number two. Number three is add some special promotions into your year. And special promotions can be anything. I'm not a big, huge fan of mini sessions, I'll be honest, but there might be a time and a place when you do this. And now the time and place to most effectively do mini sessions is when the demand is lowest for your business. So when is the demand lowest? I'm going to say it's first quarter and maybe the middle of the summer. You don't necessarily want to be doing mini sessions when demand is highest. I never did mini sessions in December. And the reason I didn't do them is because I could easily book full sessions. I don't need to do mini sessions. And I would much rather do a full session, which will make me just as much money as a half a day of minis with much less administrative work. So plan your promotions. Use business 101, supply and demand. You don't offer your best sales when it's most in demand. Okay. So plan those accordingly. So then revise your product line. If you're offering products already, what are people buying? What are they not buying? And the next part of this, even more important than those two questions, is how much time, energy, and frustration does it take me to order, design, and sell the products that are on my product list? Are they easy for me to sell? And this comes back to another basic foundational idea, is that everybody either needs more time or more money. So the best way to make more money is to reduce what is taking you so much time. So if ordering albums is a pain for you and it takes you longer than 15 minutes to design an album and to get it ordered, then you need to create some efficiencies in your workflow, or you maybe want to consider not offering that particular kind of album. I design my albums through Fundy. I order them through Enphoto. Literally, it takes me for a normal portrait session about 15 to 20 minutes to design an album and get it out to the printer. If your albums are taking you more than that, then there are tools of the trade that you can use to create and make it easier. Also with albums, I don't do proofing, and they sign off on it when they buy it. And I talk about that more in the sales appointment or the selection appointment podcast that I did of how that process works for me. But if you are doing a lot of designing, taking a lot of time going back and forth with your client with proofing, that you are not making as much money on that album as you think you are. And you probably need to revise your process. All right. So we did revise your pricing. We did revise the products that you offer. And we talked about special promos. And we talked about offering products. Those are four ways right now that if you're not instituting them in your business, you need to do that. And you need to do it today. Can I let you in on a little secret? Now, I know we've just totally interrupted the podcast, and we're going to get back to everything in just a minute, but I want to share with you my very favorite option from Enphoto that my clients love, and it's what they call their complete set. And it's a 3-in-1 combination product that includes an album or a dream book or photo book, a box and a USB. And you don't have to get the USB, but my clients love having everything all together in one place. And I love the presentation that I can wrap it up in a beautiful bag and just hand it to them. And it's everything that they wanted from their portrait session with me. It's practical, it's a contemporary product, and the complete sets please both print lovers and digital lovers because it includes the best of both worlds. You can tailor this product to meet your needs, and it creates a stunning photo set that will absolutely show your work off in the best way possible. Now, here's the secret. Do you want to get a 75% sample? Are you new to EndPhoto and you're not too sure exactly where to start? Head over to the show notes page, click on my special link, and you can get a special 75% discount and a discount on further purchases for the next calendar year that is unprecedented in our industry. You don't want to miss out on this. Go check out that discount today. All right, so I've talked about four ways that you can give your business a boost financially for the new year. I have two more that I think are really important and a little bit more complicated. I'm not going to lie. These are the things that people, when I tell my coaching clients this, they kind of look at me like, yeah, that sounds great, but I don't really want to do that because it takes time and it takes energy. You need to connect with other small businesses in your area, not just photographers on social media. That means sometimes you need to get on Zoom in a networking call, put yourself out there and be a little bit more uncomfortable than you normally are. Or you need to actually put on your business clothes and go to meetings where you can meet other business owners. As photographers, we have such an advantage in that we walk in the door offering something for sale that almost every person in the room can take advantage of. We're not offering, you know, painting or air conditioning units or anything like that. Almost at any given point in time, someone that you meet has a need for your services. What a great, great position to be in. But the fact of the matter is you need to get out and meet those people so they know you exist. And many times they're not going to find you on social media, advertising, or anything like that. You need to get out and meet them face to face. That is where the real money is made. There's lots of ways that you can do this. You can do it through several networking organizations. You can do it through your Chamber of Commerce. But I promise you, I never, ever consider the time that I spent meeting other business owners in my community a waste of time. Something always comes with it, whether it's introductions to someone else, whether they hire me to photograph them, whatever it is, it's never a waste of time. I cannot stress this enough. You make going out and making connections with other business owners in your area is huge. And it can mean a ton of money for your business. Now, it's not something you can just hit once and then leave and say, okay, well, I went to that Chamber of Commerce once and nothing came of it. So I guess that was a waste of my time. Unfortunately, you have to become part of the community and they have to be able to know, like, and trust you. So these relationships are a little bit more slow. They take a little time to build, just like a friendship, but they can be so, so worth it. Now, the last thing that I'm going to throw out there, some of you might be like, oh, that sounds great, but I don't really want to do that. Or, oh, that could never work in my area, but you never, ever know. So many times, when we are thinking about getting more money in our business, we look to specials, we look to coupons, we look to lowering our prices and adding more value. But let's flip the script a little bit and say, what if you offered a full VIP experience? And I'm not talking just hair and makeup here or clothing choices. I'm talking full VIP. What if you went so far as you ordered a limo to pick them up to bring them to the session and take them home from the session? What if mom was really stressed out about the fact that she had to get ready and hair and makeup could come to her house and do that? And you sent a babysitter with her that would watch her kids and help her kids get ready while she was getting ready? What if you sent lunch to her home or dinner to her home before or after the session as a thank you? What can you do to really, really knock the ball out of the park as far as a true VIP experience? Whether that is leading up to the session with full styling options where clothing are sent to their home with a stylist and they pick everything out in the comfort of their own home and are able to try all those things on and get someone else's opinion on how they're going to look best and how their family is going to look best. Like I said, you can provide a limo to pick them up, bring them to the studio, bring them to the session location, and then take them back from the session location. You order dinner for them to be delivered to their home or even cooked by a private chef in their home after their session is complete, so mom doesn't have to worry about it. How much do you think you could charge for that? And I know some of you are thinking like, what in the world are you talking about, Dori? Let me tell you, there are people who will pay for that convenience, that they just have to show up. And that's what the big celebrities do. They sit on their phone and they do their thing and they talk with their assistants and that type of thing. Their rides are accounted for, their food is accounted for, their clothes are accounted for, their hair and makeup is accounted for, their kids are accounted for. All those things are taken care of. How much could you charge for that? And add products on top of it. Let me tell you, in my area, $20,000 for a day. If you could earn $20,000 for a full VIP day, just one time a year, how awesome would that be? That would pay for a vacation for your family. Or really set up a nice chunk of change in a college fund that you could invest in for the future, or invest in your retirement, or take care of your taxes for the year. There are so many things that you could do. So don't think small when it comes to infusing cash into your business. What can you sell that maybe only one or two people a year might be interested in, that you can take care of their every single need and make this as easy as possible? Because what happens is one person books it and it's a smashing success. They're going to tell their friends, and then it starts to take on a life of its own. Don't think small when you're thinking about infusing money into your business. It's not all about coupons and discount codes and how much they can get from you. Maybe sometimes it's as simple as saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of the Uber for that. Let me know when you're ready and I'll send a car to pick you up. Doesn't even have to be a limo. But the fact that they don't have to worry about it, they don't have to worry about traffic, that could really be something that sets you apart. If you have more ideas on this, I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what some of your strategies are about how you're going to infuse more cash into your business this year. I love these things that are creative. Share those with me on Instagram or send me an email at dori@dorihowell.com. I would absolutely love to hear them. Now, as we get going into this next month of podcast, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. And I kind of have a theme for the year, but I'm not going to reveal it to you yet. I'm going to see if some of you can figure this out. But I'm really excited. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to navigate a trade show. January and February, I kind of say, oh, it's trade show season when it comes to photographers. And there's a lot of great, great conferences coming up. And I've gone to almost all of them. I'm going to share my thoughts with you about how to navigate a successful trip away when you're going to meet a lot of people that you don't know, when you're going to see a lot of different products that you're unfamiliar with, and how you can navigate all that. So look for that next week on the podcast. In the meantime, happy, happy new year. I'm so glad that you are here with me. Have a great week, and we will talk with you soon. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an InPhoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.